local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we're still doing it live here at News Radio 92.3. Good old-fashioned afternoon drive. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Hour number three. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, making us part of your afternoon and evening and for your interaction as well. We always appreciate it. Do not at all take it for granted. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Thankfully, the roads have been pretty cooperative today, I would say. Minor issues here and there, but overall, people are staying safe on the way home this afternoon and evening, and hopefully stay safe throughout the night and into tomorrow as well. We'll get on that here in just a moment, as we do have a lot to talk about in terms of the weather, and that is leading us off here on our top three stories with plunging temperatures gripping not just here, but much of the nation, with winter weather responsible for at least six deaths, four of those in Oregon. A snowmobiler in Utah was killed over the weekend, and in Wyoming, a skier was killed by an avalanche. Yesterday, around 150 million people were under a wind chill warning, and those numbers exceeding minus 40 degrees in parts of Montana. Yesterday in Iowa, the Republican presidential candidates had their voters' voices heard, and the winner of 98 of 99 counties in the state of Iowa with the caucuses was Donald Trump.
And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world.
Nikki Haley did manage to win one county by a single vote, although it was Governor Ron DeSantis, rather, finishing in second in the state of Iowa, so picked up delegates there. Former President Trump did win by around 30 percentage points. So now the attention turns to New Hampshire and South Carolina. Nikki Haley, who figures to do well in South Carolina and at least beat out Governor DeSantis in New Hampshire, has said that with the two debates scheduled in New Hampshire, she will not participate in either one of them unless Donald Trump is there as well. Those are our top three stories today. Local headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather this hour.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Indeed.com. Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Joe, as you said, we had some accident reports here and there. And obviously, you know, the usual suspects like Pine Forest Road, Caroline Street for a moment there gave us some issues. But outside of that, everything has seemingly died down. So if you are dealing with some congestion wherever you may be, it hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. We are currently sitting at 29 degrees. 19 the overnight low tonight. So there's that. Escambia Schools, by the way, they are out tomorrow, not having classes, no extracurriculars in Escambia County as well tonight. We'll see about the extracurricular activities tomorrow. I would think that, you know, the primary reason to not have classes tomorrow would be kids waiting at school buses in the early morning hours, of course, the roadways. Right. Icy conditions, the thought there. And with that in mind, we did hear from FHP Lieutenant Jason King. He talked to Channel 3 about the difference between why bridges are known to ice a lot quicker than the regular roadway.
As we travel across the blacktop onto bridges, which is made of concrete, those tend to ice over quicker. It's a little bit more porous concrete than asphalt. And you can lose traction just by transitioning from the highway to the bridge top, and that's where a lot of crashes happen.
Yeah, so motorists are asked to stay off the roads tomorrow unless it's absolutely necessary to do so. Today, FDOT and local city and county crews have been busy treating the roads and bridges as best they can. There is a possibility tomorrow that the bridges could be closed. So just have to keep an update on that. We don't know that they will ahead of time, but we will have that information if FDOT does decide to close the bridges there. So that's important to note. Mayor D.C. Reeves talking about the Malcolm Young Gym as well as the Cobb Community Center, as there is still a push from local youth organizations to try to save the Malcolm Young Gym. Of course, it was closed down back in the summertime due to it being unsafe for people to be inside. And since then, Mayor Reeves has several times said that the price just to get somebody inside to be able to determine whether it should be demolished or if it can be saved is now around $300,000 to do so. So Mayor Reeves is saying that it would not be good stewardship of taxpayer dollars to move forward. He is pushing for the demolishing of the Malcolm Young Gym. Instead, he wants to save the Cobb Community Center. They had a preliminary engineer's assessment done on that facility back in the fall.
That same $150,000 to $175,000 assessment will need to be done at Cobb. We'll have a list of, as you know, it is full of programming right now, Cobb Center. It is in active use, and two of the nine beams are questionable at this point.
Yeah, Reeves says there are two distinct differences between the Cobb Center and Malcolm Young. One, the Cobb Center is functional and has not been deemed as unsafe. And two, the Cobb Center has maintained public programming for years, while the Young Center has been privately leased out. That, of course, to Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Also, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says a man accidentally shot himself at a KEFCO gas station overnight, that at West Michigan and Memphis Avenue. According to Channel 3's reporting, they witnessed a man being loaded into an ambulance at the store. The incident was ruled as an accidental, self-inflicted gunshot wound there. In the city of Milton, a businesswoman wants Mayor Heather Lindsay to recant statements that she made, what she says is ruining her good name. This latest dose of drama coming from the Milton City Council chambers is featuring Melissa Simpson, who says the statements made about her by the mayor in emails that were released publicly a couple of weeks ago have cost her business and status in the community.
To be clear, I am not requesting an apology or intentions of improved performance. The written statements are actionable and completely unacceptable. I have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into the city of Milton and created jobs for your constituents. An attack on my good name will not be tolerated.
Well, we'll see what happens at next week's city council meeting. Or I don't know if it's – I better check that, because I thought it was initially next week. But while I'm looking it up here, I just want to make sure I'm not speaking out of
– just false memory.
False memory here, because, yeah, I looked at the schedule earlier today. Let's see. Today is January 16th. Mm-hmm. So we have city council work session at the 8 on the 18th. That's this Thursday. Not sure it would be that one, but it's not next week where there's a formal city council meeting. So I don't know if Mayor Heather Lindsay would address that at the work session that is scheduled for this Thursday or not. 6:20 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea time's at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here, we will get one last quick check, a quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do actually have an accident report that has since been brought to my attention at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway. Does not appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time. We will keep an eye on it, though. Outside of that, there is not much going on, so if you're dealing with backups, they should not hold you up for too long.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. 29 degrees right now, 19 overnight tonight. That's the low. Hard freeze warning, wind chill advisory with wind chills in the single digits. Could be as low as 5 degrees wind chill factor here tonight.
Wow.
Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a bill preventing Florida counties from accepting ID cards issued to undocumented immigrants is advancing. A Senate committee approved the measure earlier today. Critics of the bill say the cards are important for people to enroll their children in schools and when interacting with police.
And another bill and that the Florida Senate is moving forward on, this one's aimed at cracking down on illegal gambling in the state. The Regulated Industries Committee today passed a measure on a 5-2 party line vote. It would increase penalties for people who operate an illegal gambling operation in Florida.
And political experts predicting what's next for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis after his second-place finish in Iowa.
He's not expected to do well in New Hampshire because independents and Democrats can vote there, and they'll most likely go towards Haley. And Donald Trump will probably perform as well in South Carolina as he did in Iowa.
Yeah, that's from Dr. Sean Foreman there. DeSantis is campaigning in New Hampshire and South Carolina today, and on CNN at 8 o'clock our time, he'll have a town hall with Wolf Blitzer.
And six teenagers accused of brutally attacking a student at a South Florida high school will remain on house arrest. The suspects appeared in front of a Broward County judge earlier today on felony battery charges. Police say the boys were caught on video throwing the victim onto the ground in a parking lot near Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland last month. The student became unconscious after suffering from a skull fracture, but luckily he has since been released from the hospital.
National headlines with Iowa in the rearview mirror. The official Republican field is down to three as Vivek Ramaswamy announced that he would suspend his campaign, and he is now endorsing Donald Trump.
And the Justice Department is expected to release its report on the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Thursday. DOJ officials notified Uvalde school officials about the upcoming release at the school board meeting on Monday night. Shortly after the shooting in May of 2022 that killed 19 students and two teachers, the DOJ announced its plan to conduct a review of how police handled the situation.
A curfew is going into effect for migrants at some New York City centers. The city is implementing a curfew at four of its migrant centers starting tonight. City leaders say migrants must be inside facilities by 11 p.m. and stay there until 6 a.m. the next day. This comes after complaints that shelter residents have been going out at night and panhandling and knocking on doors to ask for food, money, and clothes.
And in New York, the Suffolk County DA says that there's a mountain of evidence against alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman.
The most recent charge Huerman faces is in connection to 25-year-old Marine Brainerd Barnes, whose daughter spoke.
While the loss of my mom has been extremely painful for me, the indictment by the grand jury has brought hope for justice for my mom and my family.
Tierney says as recent as 2021, Huerman used burner phones and fake emails to contact sex workers online. Huerman seemed to be obsessed with the case, often Googling updates on the investigation, the victims and their families, and how to delete data from devices. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
My goodness, what a disaster there. And the man accused in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York subway train last year will be in court tomorrow. 24-year-old Daniel Perry is charged with second-degree manslaughter and negligent homicide. In a pre-recorded video released last summer, Penny claimed that 30-year-old Neely posed a threat to his fellow passengers and that he, quote, acted in a way that would protect the other passengers, protect myself, and protect Mr. Neely.
All right, 6:29, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Just before we hit our Fox News update, our recap of our top three stories, if you're just joining us. Republican presidential candidates now turning their attention to New Hampshire following Donald Trump's big win, winning 98 of 99 counties and falling just one vote shy of a clean sweep of the state. Plunging temps are to blame for at least six deaths. The winter weather claiming four deaths in Oregon, one in Utah, and then one in Wyoming. A skier there was killed by an avalanche. And the White House says that just over the 100-day mark, of Hamas's attack on Israel, the White House doubling down on its efforts to free those being held hostage. 6:30 now, Fox News update and a look at what's happening in the sports world is on tap. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Regani. Following a landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses, former President Donald Trump is in New Hampshire ahead of the first in the nation primary 1 week from today.
Fox's Brian Yenis is on the ground in Atkinson.
His first rally in the Granite State in about a month, and he's hoping to ride that momentum from his historic win in Iowa. Vivek Ramaswamy will be here after he dropped out of the race and endorsed Trump last night.
Nikki Haley's also campaigning in New Hampshire this evening. A major winter storm is impacting a large part of the country, even as far south as Houston. Police Chief Tony Finner says icy road conditions led to hundreds of car crashes.
251 accidents reported throughout the entire operational period, which started yesterday. It would have been a lot worse if we had more people on the road.
There were no deaths or serious injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Uber announced today that it's shutting down the alcohol delivery service Drizly just 3 years after it was acquired for $1.1 billion. Drizly says it'll continue taking orders for alcohol delivery through the end of March. After that, the service will be integrated into the parent company's food delivery app, Uber Eats, which also offers alcohol food from restaurants and grocery deliveries. While the telecast itself got largely positive reviews, last night's 75th Emmy Awards on Fox dipped to a record low audience, just 4.3 million viewers. This year's Emmys had a lot working against them. The awards show was delayed 4 months by the Hollywood writers and actors strikes, and it was competing with an NFL wildcard playoff game and coverage of the Iowa caucuses. Amid fresh concerns that U.S. interest rates won't be lowered anytime soon, stocks retreated today. The S&P 500 dipped 17 points, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 231, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 28. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. An owner's job is to do what's in the best interest of his team. And if Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie lives by that, then he has to fire Nick Sirianni. Sirianni won't lead Philly to a championship after this embarrassing collapse. You simply can't recover from it. The Eagles have too much talent to be 1-6 down the stretch, and now need a new voice in their locker room. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Paid actor portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talking quite a bit about the Iowa caucuses, the results, the future for the Republican Party. Also, very interesting development in the Milton City Council meetings where a citizen showed up and said that she had been libeled by the mayor in email correspondence with the city manager. Very interesting story. We talked about that in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour today. And, of course, we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about gun safety and other matters. You can hear all those segments on the PensacolaMorningNews.com podcast page.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are not seeing anything too severe at this moment. We did have an accident report at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway. Does not appear to be causing much, if any, backups, though, so I would not worry too much about it if you're heading towards that area. Outside of that, it's pretty smooth sailing, so there should not be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Always appreciated. It's 29 degrees right now, down to 19 overnight with wind chills ranging from 5 degrees to 15. So, yeah, very cold night, and especially early on in the morning. Escambia schools not having classes tomorrow, so heads up there. 6:38. Austin, what in the world is going on in sports today?
Well, we'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader, the Nuggets at Sixers. That game tipped at 6:30, so it should be just underway on TNT. And then at 9, we're going to have Thunder at Clippers. All of those teams are top 4 in their conference's current standing, so it's not just some no-name schmucks playing. It's actually high-profile teams in this NBA season so far. Dropping down to the collegiate level, college basketball here. There were some noteworthy games on tonight. A couple still left to come. The biggest of the televised games include 11-5 Florida at number 6 Tennessee. That game tipped at 4, so that one is already done. Tennessee won that 85-66. Only a one-game difference between their record and Florida's, so safe to say Tennessee proved their difference there. Then you had number 3 Kansas at Oklahoma State. That tips off at 8 on ESPN. And then later at night, we've got number 16 Utah State, who only has one loss this season. They travel to 14-3 New Mexico. That's a Mountain West Conference battle there. That's going to be at 9:30 on FS1. But while the basketball is all well and good, I wanted to get it out of the way because NFL has been the talking point these past couple days. After yesterday, yes, my Steelers lost. No, I'm not thrilled about it. And the Eagles, defending NFC champs, got decimated by the Buccaneers. After all that happened, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs was officially set. Texans at Ravens and Packers at 49ers will be the games on Saturday, followed by Buccaneers at Lions and Chiefs at Bills on Sunday. Obviously, as we get closer to the weekend, we'll talk about those further in detail, but that is what the bracket is looking like right now. And then we've got Jason Kelce. If you are not a football fan, you've definitely heard of his brother, thanks to Taylor Swift, her boo-thang Travis Kelce. It's his brother. Jason, center for the Eagles, all-pro, future Hall of Famer for sure. He told teammates after that 32-9 loss to the Buccaneers that he will be retiring, something that's been kind of rumored for a while now, and he's finally pulling the plug on that. And speaking of people who should retire, Bill Belichick, head coach of the Patriots, recently parted ways with them, and he was recently interviewed to be the Falcons' new head coach. Now, this tells me, I mean, for Bill to sit down with Atlanta, that tells me that at the absolute least, he is still interested in coaching. Why would he sit down with them if he had no interest?
Oh, no, I don't think there's any doubt that he is.
Oh, geez.
And I think, you know, you're a football coach, you're a football coach, right? And I mean, yeah. He clearly thinks that he has something to offer still.
Right.
Maybe, you know, things went south in New England. I don't think necessarily because he stopped being a good coach. I think that having the mask of Brady covered up a lot of deficiencies that he has as like a personnel guy, an executive guy. And so if he's able to go to a situation where, hey, there's some talent in place, you need a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Atlanta needs a quarterback. But if Bill's coaching and he lets the front office do what the front office does and he coaches them up, yeah, I think he could be successful. We talked about this earlier on, I think it was last week, where he's a couple of good seasons away from breaking the all-time wins record for the NFL, Don Shula with that record. He's obviously got the 6 Super Bowls. So I think there's a legacy play there where he's trying to go down as not only the coach with 6 Super Bowls, but a record that likely won't be broken with the wins record. But and I think the Falcons job, there's a lot to like there because there's plenty of talent. It's been mishandled. It's been misused. And I think that he thinks, yeah, I can come in and I can get the coordinators in place and I can coach football, which is, you know, it's what he is. It's what he's done his whole life.
Well, and that's why I'm not a coach. Not only did I never play the game or whatever, but also I just don't have that competitive edge, I guess. Falcons, as you said, they do have some appeal. Bill Belichick's a defensive-minded head coach. They've got, you know, some stout defensive playmakers there, including Jesse Bates III, who was, I believe, an All-Pro this year, Wake Forest product, but that's neither here nor there. And the Falcons play, and we talked about this earlier, a very open division that's obviously got appeal because the AFC East, especially if you're the Patriots, is locked shut. There's no chance you're getting out of there, especially with poor quarterback play. So I get it. If you know, it's not the worst option. I guess I wouldn't because, I mean, unless you're going for that win count and nothing else, the standard is Super Bowl. Like, that's obviously what the standard is, and I just don't see the Falcons winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. But who knows? Maybe that's just me. Also, Saints head coach, speaking of NFC South teams, the Saints head coach Dennis Allen announced that the team has parted ways with multiple pieces of their offensive staff, including senior offensive assistant Bob Bicknell, wide receivers coach Cody Burns, and offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael. Carmichael obviously being the biggest name there.
Yeah. And, like, he's been there for years.
Really?
I think so. I think I saw that. Pete Carmichael.
It's a shame that that happens right after you put up 48. It's a shame that that's the game you go out on. Yeah, I'm the offensive coordinator that was fired after putting up 50.
So he's been the coordinator of the Saints since 2009. So he was through the Sean Payton, the Drew Brees, so Dennis Allen kept him around, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if he took over like before the 2009 season, that means his first year there, they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Poor Pete. Yeah. I didn't know he had that much history to him.
Cachet, yeah.
Yeah.
Just shy of 6:45, health, business, and science right after traffic and weather.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I'll keep this one brief. We had an accident report at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway causing zero congestion at this time, and everywhere else is looking like smooth sailing as well.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 6:45. We are at 29 degrees with a low of 19 tonight. All right, health, business, and science today. Congress is announcing a bipartisan deal to expand the child tax credit and create a series of tax breaks for businesses.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says in a statement it is a win for families and manufacturers across the Buckeye State. He is encouraging the quick passage of a bipartisan tax bill just announced by members of Congress. Included in the deal is an expansion of the child tax credit to help families struggling to keep up with the rising cost of living. The measure would lift the tax credit's $1,600 cap and adjust it for inflation. It will also help make housing more affordable by expanding the low-income housing tax credit, along with reviving some expired business tax cuts. The agreement caps off a months-long pursuit of finding common ground between Democrats and Republicans. Sponsors are hoping to get the bill passed before the end of the month. I'm Rick Uccino.
Excuse me. Thank you very much, Rick. CVS closing dozens of pharmacies inside Target stores. The company says the closings are part of CVS's plan to reduce store and pharmacy density. This comes as the drugstore industry has been hit by challenges like worker shortages and competition from mail-order pharmacies.
And the World Health Organization says that the total number of adult tobacco users worldwide has decreased. In releasing its latest Global Tobacco Trends report, the organization says the fastest decreases in tobacco use is happening in the lower middle-income countries, while the highest prevalence of tobacco users are in the Southeast Asian region. I'll tell you what, man, those tips from former smoker commercials, I don't like those. The tobacco-free Florida campaigns, those freak me out as an adult. And they used to terrify me as a kid. Literally, there's one. There's one commercial where I will, as a grown man, I first saw it when I was in, middle school. I will still go to sleep at night, and I will see her face in my dreams. I will. I kid you not.
And what are these commercials exactly again?
You know, they're on channels 3 and 5 all the time. A tip from a former smoker.
Oh, okay. So they're the ones that have to eat out of their throat or something, and they're being hey, this is why you shouldn't smoke those.
Yes,
ones.
Those. All right. Yeah, and there's one, and if y'all are familiar with them, you know which one I'm talking about. I won't go into detail about it, but it's a pretty disturbing one. I bring that up because I'm just saying I've never done tobacco products. I never will because of that. And I'm sure stuff like that has to do with why we're seeing tobacco users decrease, because we're just learning more and more and seeing the effects of it.
Yeah, could be. Pop culture notes today. It's getting more expensive to visit the Mona Lisa in Paris. Tony Waterman says the Louvre Museum, which houses the famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci, has raised prices by a whopping 30%.
A ticket to the Louvre now costs about $24, and the museum says rising energy costs and a plan to extend their hours are to blame. But the jump comes just months before Paris hosts the Summer Olympics and as other prices in the French capital soar, most notably metro tickets, which will double during the Games. The Louvre is the most visited museum in the world, with nearly 9 million visitors last year. Tony Waterman, Paris.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, you mentioned how the Mona Lisa, you know, it's already a big tourist attraction, and with the Olympics coming to town, what you said this summer, right?
Yep, this summer.
Yeah, that's gonna be a big tourist attraction there. Just rake in that money, Louvre. Mm-hmm. Elton John is now part of a very elite club of entertainers. He earned EGOT status at Monday night's Primetime Emmy Awards, and thanks to my co-host here,
yes,
I learned tonight that means Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's won at least one of all of those. Disney Plus's live stream event, Elton John Live Farewell from Dodger Stadium, won the Emmy for Best Live Variety Special. He becomes the 19th entertainer to win Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards.
Very cool. Congratulations to him. And you are one of your favorite artists, apparently.
Yeah, he's definitely top 10 for me, because there's just several songs by him that I like.
6:50, final break for us here on a Tuesday. Back with some wacky stories and good news next.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE now from $31,245 and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Plus, take delivery by February 29, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One, two, three.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has not been much to report on, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you are experiencing backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
All right, and final check with meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
It'll be one of the coldest nights of the season so far. The inland spots could get down into the teens. The coast will be down in the lower 20s, and feels like temperatures or wind chill will be possibly as low as the single digits. So make sure the pets are inside, the plants are covered, the pipes are wrapped up. This is a hard freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Heaviest jackets you can find, and keep them on through the day on Wednesday. Highs will only be in the low to mid 40s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Reminder, Escambia schools not in session tomorrow, and motorists are asked to stay off the roads tomorrow unless it's absolutely necessary. Looking at some wacky stories here making the rounds on this Tuesday. One in Florida, a woman got caught trying to defraud a drug screening by using pee that she somehow collected from her aunt's dog. 42-year-old Jessica Beatty was charged with urine testing fraudulent practices. Sounds like she was caught with the pee before submitting it and then had to submit a valid sample. And just to be clear, even if the probation officer didn't see her with the dog pee, drug tests can easily differentiate human pee with dog pee. So kids, do not try that at home.
Well, dang, there goes my scheme.
Yes.
Should you tip delivery drivers more when the weather sucks?
You would be cat pee, wouldn't it?
Yes, right now at least. Yes, currently. But yeah, I would tip delivery drivers more if the weather sucks. We talked about this in hour one.
Yeah.
But apparently not everyone's that way. And one dude was sick of it. A guy posted a video of a Domino's driver cursing him out because he only tipped 20% during a snowstorm. Then he threatens the customer's life as he walks away in the snow.
Hey, thanks a ton.
Yeah, whatever. For a $2 tip.
You know what? I should have had you guys come to the store.
Yeah. Good thing I got this on film. Good job losing your job. Domino's driver pissed about a 20% tip.
In this weather,
went straight to Domino's.
Because I couldn't get here.
Anyway, the customer called Domino's and told them about it. The employee who answered said the driver already had a few write-ups and would probably get fired.
Mm. You know, I can understand where the delivery guy is coming from. I've been a delivery driver before.
Really?
And as much as people say, as much as they say, like on your first day, hey man, if you don't get a tip, you just can't take it personal. It's very easy to take it personally when you don't get a tip. And I realize that, you know, tipping isn't in everybody's culture, and you know they can be appreciative in the world. But when I'm delivering a $70 pizza order or whatever, and you don't leave me a tip, yeah, I get a little frustrated, and the drive back to the restaurant is not quite as fun. Not that it's fun anyway, but
well, nesting, not leaving someone a tip at all is ridiculous. If this guy tipped, sounds like standard 20%, you know, pretty
yeah, but stuff. Yeah, 20%. I'm not saying yeah. Again, this guy left the 20% tip, which I think is fair. He also had a texter when we were talking about this say, hey, this is up to the business to include some sort of hazard pay,
right,
and that the customer should not be, you know, the one that's getting reamed over the coals for that.
And I assure you, Domino's can afford to do that, yeah. If I had to take a guess.
Pro tip from Uncle Joe here. If you're on a diet and you want to cheat and not have your spouse or significant other know about it, mm-hmm, give them $100, $150 or so, and just say, hey, honey, I love you. Want you to go buy something nice for yourself. That's and so expensive. They leave, they go to the mall, and then you order the DoorDash or you go out and pick it up. A restaurant in the UK had an amusing delivery request in the note section. It said, not quietly, I'm supposed to be on a diet. Mm. It was for a 9-inch Texas barbecue style pizza, a double chocolate ice cream waffle with chocolate sauce, and a Dr. Pepper. The restaurant said they did make sure the driver honored their request because they didn't want to betray the customer's trust. So
that's fair. I mean, dude, you for your own well-being, you need to get caught. You need to get caught because it is not safe to eat that, especially in one sitting. An animal shelter in Richmond, Virginia, took in a morbidly obese 28-pound cat last week, and he's already been adopted out. They named him Frosty after the Wendy's dessert. It's short for One Frosty Too Many. And his new owner promised to trim him down. He needs to lose about half of his body weight. But he's not even the fattest cat the shelter has seen. The same place was in the news last year when they rescued a 42-pound cat. My
sure
goodness.
That was a cat and not a panther? Or
Like a growing panther, like probably a few months old or something. My goodness.
Also, pro wrestler Hulk Hogan is being credited with rescuing a 17-year-old girl from a car crash just west of the Tampa International Airport. On Sunday night, TMZ reported Hogan was driving with his wife and a friend when they witnessed the wreck. The wrestler reportedly used a tool to cut through the airbag and help the driver out. She was not seriously injured and was able to escape the car. So, cool story there from Hulk Hogan.